Hey there, amazing souls. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast, back again with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving deep into something that's super important for all of us, especially those of us who rock the ADHD brain building unshakable confidence and self-esteem. Ever feel like your inner critic is on overdrive? Like a relentless loop of you're not enough, playing on repeat in your head? You know that feeling when you're about to do something awesome, but suddenly you hit this wall of doubt. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Many of us with ADHD grapple with these feelings. It's like our brains are wired for both incredible creativity and a hefty dose of self-doubt. But here's the juicy part: we can absolutely rewrite that narrative. We can choose to cultivate a deep sense of confidence and self-worth even when those pesky inner voices try to pull us down. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone talk down to your best friend, right? So why treat yourself any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your confidence game. 1. Embrace your unique strengths. Listen, ADHD brains are not broken, they're just wired differently. We have incredible strengths, think hyperfocus, boundless creativity, and an out-of-the-box way of thinking. Instead of focusing on what feels like flaws, celebrate those amazing qualities that make you you. Write them down, shout them from the rooftops, or even create a vision board showcasing your talents. Challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains love to play tricks on us, especially when it comes to self-esteem. You know that thought, I'm not good enough. Well, let's call BS on that. When those negative thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, but then immediately counter them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your accomplishments, big or small. You've got this. 3. Celebrate small wins. Building confidence isn't about waiting for some grand moment of success. It's about celebrating those little victories along the way. Finished a task you dreaded? Nailed that presentation? Give yourself a high five. These small wins add up and create momentum, reminding you of your capabilities. 4. Surround yourself with support. You're not alone in this journey. Connect with other amazing people who understand the ADHD experience. Find a tribe who lifts you up, celebrates your wins, and offers encouragement when things get tough. Remember, having a supportive community can make all the difference. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge, especially for us ADHD folks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a dear friend. It's okay to have off days, make mistakes, or struggle sometimes. Be gentle with yourself, learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You know the material inside and out, but that familiar feeling of self-doubt creeps in. Your mind races with thoughts like, what if I forget everything, or what if they think I'm not good enough? You start to question your abilities, even though you've worked hard and are truly prepared. That's where those key takeaways come into play. Remind yourself of your strengths, your creativity, your ability to think on your feet, and the valuable insights you bring to the table. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. I am capable, I have prepared well, I am confident in my abilities. Visualize yourself delivering a powerful presentation, engaging your audience, and feeling proud of your accomplishment. Surround yourself with supportive colleagues who believe in you and offer encouragement. And above all, practice self-compassion. Remember that it's okay to feel nervous, but don't let those feelings hold you back from shining. Remember, building confidence and self-esteem is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and days when you feel like you're killing it. The key is to keep practicing those strategies, celebrate your wins, be kind to yourself, and never underestimate the power of your unique ADHD brain. You are capable of amazing things. I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you build confidence and self-esteem? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at ADHD, but make it spiritual. And don't forget, if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of ADHD magic. Until next time, keep shining your light, Bri.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.